the developments in Iraq seem to be fast-moving and troubling for the United States. Is your perspective on the matter and being aware of the situation when the U.S. first got into Iraq while you were in Congress, how alarmed are you about the situation and the developments over there?
Well, I'm really alarmed for a number of different reasons. Number one is it looks like this has taken the United States and our allies totally by surprise, that they hadn't anticipated this kind of strength from the ISIS. And so how we miss that is something we're going to have to go back and take a look at. The second thing clearly is, hey, I'm concerned about what's happening in Iraq. America paid a significant price to provide Iraq with the opportunity to move forward, and clearly it's moving back very, very quickly. Personally, I think it's because we never reached a status of forces agreement with the Iraqi government that would have left some kind of a backstop of U.S. troops there. I mean, we've done that after every war. We've done that after World War II. We did that in Korea to allow these countries some time to rebuild themselves and for their governments to get established. And the third thing that I'm concerned about is how this is going to spill over. I'm very, very concerned about what this means for Jordan. You know, Jordan looks like it's going to be getting another 400,000 or 500,000 refugees. It has refugees from, you know, 2003, 2004, 2005 when we were there. Those people have never gone home. It has a lot of refugees from the Syrian conflict, and now it looks like it has hundreds of thousands of more people fleeing into Jordan. Jordan just doesn't have the capability to deal with these kinds of numbers. And I'm sure that in these numbers there are a lot of militants and people who would love to overthrow our key ally, King Abdullah in Jordan. And then, you know, this has ramifications for Egypt. Excuse me, this has ramifications then for Israel. And then finally, it has ramifications for the U.S. economy as oil prices spike. We're in a fragile recovery. A big spike in gas prices, oil prices, could take whatever life we have in an economic recovery and just sap that life right out of it.
It seems as if the no military options being taken right now by the White House, no direct military option, all other options are on the table, might be just a way of saying, well, if it happens, it happens. It's almost as if the White House is throwing up their hands on this.
Yeah, I mean, no military option means that right now, in what is clearly a military conflict, tells you that you don't have a whole lot of options. And you know, here we are. We may end up looking to Iran to provide the stability and the way forward in Iraq. You know, bottom line is we're moving to a greater emergence of Iran as a regional power. They're already supporting Assad in Syria. They're shipping him oil. They're going to be playing a bigger role in Iraq. They are the they're the emerging power. They're the serious power in that part of the world, which then causes a lot of additional concern for others of our allies, namely Saudi Arabia.
Do you sense that even though, as you said, this move caught the U.S. and its allies by surprise in Iraq, do you sense that this is just another step in what has been a gradual progression along a certain path since 2008?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we've seen this story play its way play out in a number of different places. We saw it when we failed to confront or provide support to the Green Revolution in Iran in 2009. We saw the same thing again with the Arab Spring as it emerged in Egypt. We continue to align ourselves with the wrong people. We aligned ourselves with the wrong people in Libya. We took down Gaddafi. That country is now in chaos. It is fueling uncertainty and instability in northern Africa. And as you start reading more and more about it, you've got a lot of people who are migrating north out of Africa into the soft underbelly of Europe. And again, in there, you're going to find a number of jihadists. And, you know, so this does have real security consequences for the United States and Western Europe. People who have fought in Libya, people who have fought in Syria, people who are fighting in Iraq One of these days they're going to turn their eyes over onto the West, and they're going to have the experience, the training, and the will to attack the West.